Hey everyone, welcome back to Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and wow, do we have a fascinating topic today.
And I'm Alex. Jamie, you're right. This one's really something special. We're diving into some cutting-edge cancer research that honestly blew my mind when I first read it.
So today we're talking about lactylation, which, okay, I know that sounds like a weird chemistry term, but trust me, this is actually a game changer for understanding lung cancer.
Right. And here's what makes this so cool. Researchers just discovered that this protein modification called lactylation doesn't just happen randomly. It's actually regulating one of the most important enzymes in cancer metabolism.
Exactly. We're talking about LDHA, lactate dehydrogenase A. Now, this enzyme is basically like the master switch for the Warburg effect. You know that thing where cancer cells just gobble up glucose like crazy?
Oh yeah, the Warburg effect. So cancer cells are doing this weird thing where they're producing energy differently than normal cells, even when there's plenty of oxygen around. And LDHA is right at the center of that process.
But here's where it gets really interesting, Alex. The researchers found that LDHA itself gets lactylated. Like, the enzyme that makes lactate is being modified by lactate. It's this crazy positive feedback loop.
That's actually brilliant from a biological perspective. So the more lactate the cancer cell makes, the more it modifies LDHA, which then makes even more lactate. It's like a metabolic snowball effect.
Exactly. And they pinpointed the exact spots where this happens. Two specific amino acids, lysine 81 and lysine 318. When they mutated these sites, boom, the whole system broke down.
Which is huge for potential drug development, right? Because now you have specific targets. But wait, there's more to this story. They also found an enzyme that adds these lactyl groups, AARS1.
Oh yeah, the lactyl transferase. So AARS1 is basically the enzyme that's putting these lactyl modifications onto LDHA. And get this, when they knocked out AARS1, the whole lactylation system collapsed.
And they even found the eraser, SERT2. So you've got the writer, AARS1, and the eraser, SERT2, controlling this whole modification. It's like a complete regulatory system.
But here's where it gets really clinically relevant, Alex. This whole lactylation thing, it's affecting how cancer cells respond to chemotherapy, specifically cisplatin.
Right, because they discovered that lactylation is regulating DNA repair proteins. So when you have high lactylation, the cancer cells are better at fixing the DNA damage caused by chemotherapy drugs.
Which means the cancer becomes resistant. They found these proteins involved in something called non-homologous end joining. That's a DNA repair pathway. And lactylation was helping them form the right complexes to fix damaged DNA.
Specifically, they looked at proteins like FEN1, XRCC5, and XRCC6. When these proteins were lactylated, they could form these repair complexes properly. But when you blocked lactylation, the DNA repair machinery fell apart.
And they tested this in mice. When they blocked LDHA lactylation in lung cancer cells and then treated with cisplatin, the tumors were way more sensitive to the drug. The cancer cells couldn't repair the DNA damage as well.
So this is opening up a whole new therapeutic strategy. If you could develop a drug that specifically blocks LDHA lactylation, you might be able to make existing chemotherapy drugs work better.
Exactly. And what I love about this research is how it connects metabolism and DNA repair. Like, we usually think of these as separate processes, but here they're completely intertwined through lactylation.
It really shows how sophisticated cancer cells are at adapting. They're using their altered metabolism not just for energy, but to literally protect themselves from treatment. That's pretty remarkable, actually.
So to wrap this up, we've got LDHA getting lactylated by AARS1, which boosts its activity, creating more lactate, which then lactylates DNA repair proteins, making cancer cells resistant to chemotherapy. It's this whole interconnected network.
And the really exciting part, this gives us multiple potential intervention points. You could target LDHA, you could target AARS1, you could even target the specific lactylation sites, lots of possibilities for future therapies.
Absolutely. This research from Nanchang University really opens up new avenues for treating lung adenocarcinoma. Thanks for tuning in to Aurigene Podcast, everyone.